this service by singing number 178. 178. Lord, bless and pity us. Shine on us with thy face, that all the earth thy way may know, and men may see thy grace. Number 178. Father, almighty maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, the prophet Isaiah, the 56th chapter, Isaiah 56. Thus said the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth his Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that joined themselves to the Lord, to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, every one that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it, and takes hold of my covenant. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. The burnt offerings and the sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The Lord God which gathers the outcast of Israel said, Yet will I gather others to him, besides those that are gathered unto him. All ye beasts of the field come to devour, and all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb ducks. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it is for the third time in this Sabbath day that we have entered into thy courts, and that we are privileged in distinction of so many families who are bound to their homes and bed in this Sabbath day, who cannot gather with us in this house of worship, and other ones that have no desire in the ways of the Lord, as it is wrought in the hearts of all thy children, one thing I have desired, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to see the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Lord, grant unto us in this evening ears to hear and hearts to observe and understand. Open thy word and testimony for our mind and for our heart, and that the mysteries of faith be revealed unto us by the enlightening of the Holy Spirit, and that it find an entrance into our heart for us and our children and grandchildren, where we are all travelers to that great and ever-ending eternity. And the day is coming that we have to appear before thee, that great judge. And the means of grace are given unto us, O Lord, that we not despise, but that we appreciate what thou givest unto us, and that the fruit of it be revealed in true conversion and repentance and salvation, united by faith in Christ Jesus, as that only Rock of Ages, as that only Savior and Mediator, as that only Prophet, Priest and King. That the power of thy word and the sweetness of the same may be experienced amongst us in this evening hour. That thy kingdom come in our midst and over the length and over the breadth of the earth, and that see Zion built up in the most holy faith. Lord, look upon us and our families from on high, and that our souls be prepared for that great day of judgment and for that hour of death. Remember all those that cannot gather with us, that have legal reason to stay away. Thou knowest the needs and the wants in the different families and for the different members. Lord, remember them and strengthen them also in the hospitals. We commend them at the throne of grace. All the widows and widowers and the orphans, remember them in their needs and in their wants. In the service of the country and in Vietnam, that thy eyes were open over them by day and by night, and under all the temptations and in all the dangers in which they are, Lord, protect them, and that thy eyes were over them in mercy from on high. We commend them all at the throne of grace, also in going in the day of tomorrow back to the service. Remember also those who are in other countries and long so many times for their parents and for their home and for the church. Lord, bring him at the appointed time, grace is back. Supply the needs in the congregations of all thy servants and helpmeets. Strengthen them and increase the number if it can please thee in thy counsel. And give also us in this evening some edifying words to speak in the midst of this congregation, and that it all be redound to the honor of thy precious name, that the devil be ashamed, and that thy people delivered out of their bands, and that the joy of the Lord be the strength of their heart, with the pardoning and remission of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now 257. 257, and we start with the second stanza. The Lord is great above all gods. Let glad hosannas rise. The heathen gods are idols vain. Jehovah made the skies. Number 257, and we start with the second stanza. Beloved congregation, we read in 1 John 4, verse 14, that Christ is a savior of the world. It is never mentioned in the Bible that Christ died for the whole human race, and that Christ died for everybody. Out of the Word of God, it is very clear in several texts which are given us as proofs that Christ died for his church, that he died for his people, that he died for his sheep. And in that respect, he is a savior of the world, not only because that is the great meaning of it, not for that Jewish people only, but also for the Gentiles. And it is well remarkable that in the days of the New Dispensation, that immediately we see in the Word of God that the Lord was starting already to fulfill his promises which he had made to his people. There were only, when Christ was brought in the temple, there was only in Simeon and an Anna. And then, of course, outside of the shepherds, you read never in the Bible that other ones of that Jewish nation came to worship Christ, but to make ashamed, that Jewish people who rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, there came wise men out of the East to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. This evening, I hope to say something about that. My text that is in Matthew 2, the first verse. Matthew 2, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. This far. There are, of course, different ways in which we can speak about the wise men. Of course, in the first place, I will consider with you whom they were. And what the Bible tells us about dead people. They were, as you know, astronauts. They were wise men. You read, of course, about wise men that came from the east to Jerusalem. It were magiers and people that had a certain knowledge about the stars. They spent their whole life to study the planets on the sky. That was, of course, something that was not new. It seems that Balaam, of whom we read in Numbers, that he was also the same man as those wise men, also an astronaut. He spoke, Balaam, about a star that goes up or rising, was rising up in Jacob. And it is possible, we cannot say that for sure, but it is possible that those wise men of which the Bible speaks in this chapter, that they by tradition have known something of what was spoken in those days by that false prophet Balaam. It is of course also possible they came from the east, they came from Aram, and it is the same of Babel, that they have heard about Daniel. And you would say maybe in what connection? We read in the Bible that Daniel, that he came in contact time and again with the Chaldeans. And those Chaldeans, there mentioned by the prophet Daniel, that were also astronauts. They make the study also from the stars. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. In the first place, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that means something. With the coming of Christ in the world, then of course the new dispensation that started. The dispensation of the Old Testament that came to a close, to an end. But now with the coming of Christ, born in Bethlehem, after so many years that he was promised, now in those days, those wise men that came to Jerusalem. It was also in the days of Herod, said the Bible, of Herod the king. And he was, as you know, a furious or wrathfully murdered. It was an Edomite. He was from the descendants of Esau, an enemy of the church. And in regard to the religion, when Christ was born there in Bethlehem, there was in the first place no scribe, nor Pharisee, nor high priest who was blessed with an announcement of the coming of Christ in the world. Be it only in the Bible that the shepherds have received that tidings. Thus not other people at all. Why not? There was no place for. There was no room for by that people. And their hearts were not receptive to receive that glad tiding, because you know the gospel that is a glad tiding for sinners, for people that know their sin and their transgression. And for such people for whom it became a hopeless matter to be reconciled with God. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the days of Herod, the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. The Lord, he used for that people a star, a special star that was revealed on the sky. You have maybe well heard about a man with the name of Da Costa. He was a Jew, and he was a man converted by the Lord. And then that man, he makes sometime a statement in one of his sermons that the Lord led his people by and through his word, but the heathens by nature, by the revelation of nature. You see the freedom of the Lord in his actions with the children of men. If you read the Bible, then you find in the Word of God, in what different ways and manners that the Lord converts sinners. You read also in the Bible that they shall come from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south. In the revelation of John, it speaks about 12 gates, and through all those gates, the Lord, he brings his people to the true knowledge of God and to the true knowledge of Christ. We have, of course, also in John 3 a text that refers to the same thing where it said the wind blows where it listens, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. The Methodists, they always taught the people that there is one way in which the Lord gathered his people. And that one way that they taught to the people, that is always by force, always by great miracles, and that it is known to the public immediately. But our Reformed doctrine that teaches all the time that through different ways the Lord converts his people. Through different ways the Lord he converts some people when they are young. We have several examples of it in the Word of God. Samuel, Obadiah, Jeremiah, even John the Baptist, he was regenerated before that he came into this world. There is people converted in the prime of their life. You think about Saul on the way of Damascus. He was maybe in the 30 years when that took place. Manasseh was about 50 years old. Abraham, he was, of course you know that all, Abraham, he was 75 years old when the Lord converted him. And we have one example in the Bible of the thief on the cross, that man that was converted at the 11th hour. Why that example is mentioned in the Bible, people? To encourage us always that as long as man is living, that there is a possibility to be converted. That the way is not closed, and that it is always possible to receive grace even in the last hour. But of course, that is not the common way of the Lord. The common way of the Lord, that is while we are young. Seek the Lord while he is to be found, and call upon him while he is near. The older we become, I would say the more impossible it seems to be converted. The impressions that there were in the days of the youth, that goes more and more away. Man becomes harder and harder. There is people, several, that had impression when they were young, and when they became older, it seems that it all goes away. Bible tells us through to it that the business in the world and the cares in the world, that takes so much in our life and in our heart, that there is no more time to seek the Lord. And you have to read only in Ecclesiastes 12, and then you know enough that it is so clear explained that when we become old, that desire that faints. Dus when we are young, then it is the time of our conversion. But now the different ways in which the Lord converts men. It happens, the Bible speaks here about a star. That they saw in the east, coming on the sky. That means they never in their whole life had seen a star as that star. It was not a common star. No, it was a special star that appears there on the sky. Therefore, we can talk when we speak about the wise men and what the Lord has done to their souls. We can speak about the appearance of the star. We can later on talk about the disappearance of the star. And then finally, the reappearance of the star. There is almost nobody in the world that never come in contact with the star. You would say in what sense and in what way shall there be one man, one person travel to eternity without a message that is given him from the Lord. Some people would say to me this evening, the heathens who are living and dying without a Bible, they are working amongst them from all sides and spreading the word of God amongst their people, and it is a work for which we have to ask the Lord that he will bless it to the souls of men. But how many tribes, even in the present day, who never have heard about that holy name which is given under heaven, whereby that he must be saved. Shall that people have also a star in their life? Shall they also come in contact with a star? I believe. In what respect? In what manner? Paul, he explained that in Romans 2 about their conscience. The conscience that is testifying in them. In the days of the wise men of the East, there was living in Babel, a man with the name of Zoroaster. Zoroaster. He was a wise man. We would say in our days, he was a professor. And that Zoroaster, he was a heathen, but he was speaking time and again to the people about a judgment that would come one day. You can find that in his books, He don't know the Lord and he don't know Christ. But still he was speaking about a Jutz who would come to Jutz one time the world. And some writers out of those days, they explain that the teaching and the instructing of that wise man that had awakened in the conscience of several people a fear and a trembling. There was also amongst the people, especially by the Jewish people, an calling for the Messiah, praying for the Messiah. But of course, the Pharisees and the scribes, they are always praying for that, but not in the right way. They were well looking for a king and for a Messiah, but for such a king and Messiah that would deliver them from the Roman emperor, not to deliver them from sin and not to restore them in communion with the Most High. That religion that Jewish people had in those days, that was nothing as a fleshly religion, nothing else. But still, there were in those days people, the wise men, they belonged to that people too. They were living with an emptiness in their heart. They have no Bible, no revealed word of God. But now the Lord, he sent there on the sky a star. And I told you already, especially amongst the people that go to the church or that can come to a church, but who despise the means of grace. No desire. Thousands and thousands they spend the Sabbath day in idleness and in sin. And that is coming up more and more, because what you hear in general, that is nothing than complaints about the attendance in the churches, and especially in the evenings. That is the reason that they organized already combined services, that they bring everything in the church to draw the people. But there died once a minister years ago, and that man, he said in his last sermon, we have done to pleasure the young people everything that we could do. But still it is a disappointment. And the greatest disappointment is this, that by satisfying the young people, that the Lord is out of the church. No ministration of the Holy Spirit. And of course it goes to the end of the world. What can we expect when the Son of Man shall come on the cloud? Shall he find faith here on earth? But must we haste for our life's sake, people? But must we lay day and night, boys and girls, men and women at the throne of grace to receive that real grace in our heart? What is necessary to live in comfort and to die in peace? We all receive a start in our life. Sometime in the days of our youth, that some word, some sermon touched us. And that after years and years sometime, that the Lord comes back with that same text, and that he used that to the conversion. Start standing by the deathbed of a father and a mother, and that they receive impressions for the, in their conscience, but it shall be to meet their maker. Without God and without Christ and without a Savior for our heart. Sometime a thunderstorm, sometime a tornado, sometimes something else in the realm of nature that made us quiet, that gave impression in our conscience, but we live over it, we go over it, but still at our mercies of the Lord. I believe for sure, congregation, that everybody in this world, in the church especially, that the Lord makes himself free from them, from everybody. And we can become indifferent, and that we say, no, I will not think about it, I will live my own life. But still, that star that came, that he appeared in our life, that the Lord has spoken to us, that it still comes back to us. A blessing if it comes back while we are living in this world. And that it brings us to true conversion and salvation. It is a blessing, congregation, when the time is there that we are privileged with the wise men of the East, that we come to Bethlehem, a blessing. One of our old riders, he said, they have seen a star, but they came to kiss the scepter and to bow before the king. And that is that gospel, what we see here in the history of the wise men coming out of the East. And the first thing, congregation, the first thing what shall touch us in our life, that shall be this, that we have sinned against the Lord, and in the second place, that we without God in the world. And you always have to listen to those two things. Whether you hear that, some people that can talk so much and so high, they have Christ upon their lips day after day,
But there was never made a room for the Christ in their heart. They never came to the knowledge of sin. They never came to the knowledge of Adam. They never came to the knowledge of the law. And of course, in our days, they say that is the Old Testament. We are living now with the New Testament. There are many churches where preachers never speak out of the Old Testament. That is behind them, they say. That is all done. That past. But if the Lord converts us people, then the Lord, he start with Genesis. He start with Genesis. And it can well take a long time before that we come to the prophet Isaiah. And it can well be a long time before that we come to Malachi. And a long time before that we come to Matthew. The Lord, he is free. The Bible tells us that it is not I that you tell that, but the Lord himself. There is people that is all their lifetime in bonds. All their lifetime. Some people, they say, oh, that's terrible. That is terrible to live so. Then I would not be converted, they say, if I have to live such a life. But congregation, that is a sovereignty of the Lord. And if we now receive the last day of our life, an answer from the Lord that he speaks peace and pardon to us, shall it then not be worthy that we had sighed and cried our whole life? And we have also to realize that we not start to talk before that we believe. And head knowledge that never shall humble our heart and that never brings us in a need before the Lord. If you ask me now this evening, what was now the condition of that wise man that came from the east to Jerusalem, then I can tell you that people that was missing something. And they need something. Two things. Very clear. And very simple. The whole way of the conversion, that is oh so simple, people. We can well make much about it, but that is not necessary. No. That is not necessary. There came once a man by a minister, and they all were looking for the coming of that man because they have heard that was a wonderful converted man. And they were so quiet, that people, so quiet. And finally that man that came in that room where that people was. And then he starts. He was a big tall man too. He said, when this tree falls down, then the whole world was trembling. In other words, he would say, when the Lord converted me, then everyone was astonished. But there was a poor man in that company, and he said to that man, and where the tree falls, there he shall lay, in the north or in the south, and that man's mouth was closed forever. He never say one word, it was done. It was done. The Lord had no special people in the world.
No.
Sinners. Wretched creatures. Worms of the dust. For whom it shall be such a wonder that the Lord looks upon them. And that wonder that shall become greater and greater people. Not smaller, no, but greater and greater. And why? The older that they become, the more that they shall know himself. What a great sinners that they are. And let I say it in this simple way to you this evening. The outcome of all God's people that is disappointed with himself. Disappointed. There is in the conversion of a sinner in his heart a desire wrought by the Spirit to live to the honor and to the glory of the Lord. To mortify sin, to kill sin, to walk in the ways of the Lord, to his honor and to his glory, to become a Christian, to become a converted man. And the older that we are, the farther that we have to go in the back, people, and to shut our mouths, really. And I told you many times how that goes in the life of God's children. I shall not say a few words about this evening to you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But after years and years that the Lord had conferred, then it happens that they walk in their home and that they say, Lord, please teach me how to pray, how to say, how to cry, how to believe, how to be conferred. And it remains in the life of all that people. Teach me thy way of truth, and from it I will not depart. We sing that now out of 3:25, the first stanza. This evening, congregation, it is not my intention to travel with you further with the wise men out of the East. I hope to do that the next time, the Lord willing. But I have desire in my heart, and I have a need in my heart before that I close this service in this evening to ask you some questions. because it can be the last evening that we meet one another in this house of worship. Before that it is again Sabbath day, it can be eternity. And now I lay it for your conscience, young and old, did you ever see a star in your life? Did you ever see it? Did the Lord ever persuade you in your life how wretched and how empty that your life is without and outside of the Lord? Were there well times in your life, people, that you were shaking and trembling? I say something in this afternoon about two. And congregation, I am called by the Lord to make myself free from your blood, because one day that shall be required from my hands. Did you ever need it in your life, secluded places? Was there ever a time in your life that you say, Lord, I believe there is in Grand Traps not one person so wretched as that I am? It is a wonder that I still have a place and a name here in this world. That you had not cut me off for years already, while I was sinning against the highest majesty, and against my conscience, but stepping over so many callings and warnings that the Lord has given me. And now the question that I ask you this evening is, what have you done with all the labors that the Lord has bestowed upon you? Was there never a sermon, that touched you? Was there never a morning, an evening, that you leave the church, that you were so quiet when you came home, that your wife to you say to you, what happens this morning? What happens? Or that your husband asked that wife, you are so quiet, that you had planned on that evening to go out to some people, but that you say, we must say no, because I am feeling not so well. And yeah, sometime they lie. Oh yes, because they were well feeling not well inwardly, but not outwardly. But they were so afraid of themselves. So afraid. And they thought, when I go there to that people in this evening, oh, then the impressions that I had this morning or this evening, I shall lose it. And maybe I haven't place to bow my knees. I asked in this morning the little ones in the catechism class whether that they bow their knees sometimes. Some say yes, other ones give no answer to me. But parents teach your children to bow when they are young, their knees before the Lord. Teach them. That is your responsibility that lay before you, people. And it shall be something in the days of days, if in that day your children shall say, Dad, Mother, you never say to me, bow your knees and ask the Lord. But shall that be awful in that day of days? Can we comfort ourselves? Can we comfort our children? No. But the way is open to ask the Lord and to lay before Him our needs and our wants. Oh, boys and girls, there is missing several this evening too. They could come. They are not sick. I saw them in this morning. Where they are in this evening. Where they are. What they are doing. What they are doing now. Shall it become a custom to go out on Sunday evening? Because one time to go to the church, it is enough. Shall we despise the preaching of the Word of God and the labors that the Lord bestows upon us? Shall we despise it, O people? God shall despise us. He shall laugh in our destruction, and He shall mock when our fear is come. There is my one way, people. In many ways, we can see a star in our life, but finally, there is my one way, a sinner before the Lord, and reconciled with God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What have we done? Oh, boys and girls, obey your parents, listen to your parents. That you not come in contact with the police, your name's in the paper, one for this and one for that, and shame for the church. And shame for the church, and dishonor and disgrace for your parents and for the Lord Himself. When we are young, it is the time to seek the Lord. Not when we are old, no. If we sacrifice our flesh to the world and to sin, and at the end of our life, we will offer our legs, our bones to the Lord, then He shall say no. He shall say no. And oh, boys and children, those that seek me early, that shall find me. That is the word of God. And it is valuable to make a trip from Babel to Bethlehem. Oh, we hope to hear that the next time, if the Lord spares us, led by the Lord. And what trouble that we also meet on our way through this world, but finally we shall find that Christ. And who findeth me, findeth life and obtain mercy from the Lord. And finally, and that are the last words for this Sabbath day, the Gentiles, the heathens, they were brought there in Bethlehem by the Lord Jesus Christ. We are Gentiles. We are also heathens. Oh, if the Lord convinced us, and he proves us of sin, righteousness, and judgment, then we come as an heathen before the Lord. But now that Christ is a savior for the world, and then I give you freedom this evening to say, Lord, can it also be for me? Can it also be for me that you look upon me and that you take me up in that covenant that is ordered in all things and sure in all things and that is to all eternity, because God's people that is taken up in a covenant that never shall be forgotten. Amen. Lord, bless the preaching, the reading, and the catechizing in this Sabbath day with thy divine blessing. And all the words spoken also in this evening, that thy blessing may rest upon it, and that it was to the conversion of sinners, to the uncovering of hypocrites, and also to the establishing of thy dear children. Be with us in the week that lay before us. Remember the church and the consistory. Remember all the old people, all the widows, orphans and widows. Remember our school with the teachers in all their labors. Look upon the families in all their troubles, in all their afflictions. Forgive our sins and strengthen us to perform all our labors and duties in the fear of thy holy name, and that our life be a preparation to meet thee in righteousness and in peace, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now 233. For thou, O Lord, art good and kind and ready to forgive. Thou art abundant mercy. They shall find who call on thee with all their heart. Who call on thee with all their heart. Number 233, we start with the first stanza.
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.